If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Let's share some speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Next verse, send it a man. We got jokes from Rich Schmidt of Itasca. Keep the speed jokes coming, John. Sometimes we need them to get through the day. Jeff Schultz sent us a joke from Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin. I got a joke here from Judy Bird and Betty Toka and Kiwani and John from Sunny Venice, who wrote, P.S., the attached picture is me in front of a private jet just to put a face to a name. John's a good-looking young man who flies a jet for people. There's Debbie Hayward and Gary Clark and Chris Chase from Wheaton and Dave Carr in Canada. Jeff Hewish sent us a joke from Homewood and Kathy Reynolds did in Roselle. James Wing is rooting for the Bears tonight in Southwest Michigan. Father Ron's in Peru. Thank you, sir. Tom Caputo sent a joke in. Sharon Martin is still searching for the mountain in Mount Prospect. And we got this. It's Nancy from Arlington Heights, wife of Robert Mueller, author of World War II Visitor's Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, Bulge Battlefields. Books make a great holiday gift. And don't forget, she says, December 16th, that would be today. 80 years ago, at 6 in the morning, the Germans attacked the Ardennes Forest in Belgium and began the Battle of the Bulge. More about that later.
The following is a smarty pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
A Santa at NASA has won top spot at this year's Christmas Palindrome Awards. Hey, Dave, I was Christmas shopping Saturday and this real pretty clerk came up to me and compared me to Brad Pitt.
Nice. What'd she say?
She said, "You don't look anything like Brad Pitt." Hey, here's a passing holiday observation. No matter how old you are, an empty Christmas wrapping paper tube is still a fun thing to bonk someone on the head with. That's the truth.
Crazy thing, John. I don't know what a globe is.
Right.
And over the weekend, I met another person who doesn't know what a globe is.
It's a small world, Dave. Hey, Dave, you know the difference between a regular shower and a hot shower? Hot shower is like a regular shower, but I'm in it. I'm your Mr. Hot Frosty Radio Man. Hey, Dave, if by any chance you and Karen are going to be alone this Christmas season with nobody to spend it with, I want you to let me know.
Oh, that's awful nice of you, John.
Because we're having a lot of people over. We could borrow some chairs, if you don't mind. I don't want to say I'm having a rough holiday season, but I just posted a selfie and people replied with "get well soon." I posted a selfie, Dave, and my insurance rates went up. Hey, Dave, I posted a selfie and my psychologist called and said, "Get on over." Hey, Dave, I posted a selfie and I got a job in a Tums commercial. What's that all about? So my cousin's kind of overweight. He identifies as skinny. He's what you call trans-slender. Hey, Dave, Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas is actually about friends practicing witchcraft.
No, really?
Yeah, but then someone walks in and suddenly they got to play a cool.
I don't know, John.
And you think about it, Dave, it goes, the moon is up, the spirit's right, we're here tonight, and that's enough. And then someone walks in and they're all like,
simply having a wonderful Christmas time.